Late Wednesday, Mr. Mugabe said vendors were resisting calls by authority to leave streets and settle at designated sites. He said the U.S. and British embassies in Zimbabwe were paying vendors to cause chaos in the country.
These are ambassadors of countries that have sanctions on us. So we have said, Bagaramba Washindaro, we will kick them out of the country. They don't want to see peace in developing countries. They just want to see chaos, people fighting each other, terrorism everywhere. British and American ambassadors, what sort of people are they? Then they are not good for us. Behave and you will be in peace with us. Misbehave and we'll kick you right from the bottom. It's our country.
Relations between Harare and most Western countries became strained in 2002. That was after the United States and the European Union imposed sanctions on the Mugabe government following allegations of human rights abuses and election rigging. Earlier this month, officials in Zimbabwe summoned the French ambassador to Zimbabwe, Laurent De La Rose, after the diplomat had asked President Robert Mugabe's government to look for an activist who has been missing since March. The activist, Itai Dzamara, disappeared after calling on Mr. Mugabe to step down, saying the president had failed to prop up the economy and respect human rights. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.